Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. I'll tell you, the just been announced, Iran is now enriching its uranium to 60%, much higher than had been permitted by the so-called deal they went into. Trump took us out of that deal. Biden is trying to get us back in. But negotiating with the Iranians is like negotiating with the Taliban or negotiating with China. Nothing they say is true. There's no good faith in anything they promise. All they understand is pressure. It should be applied diplomatically, not militarily. But there is absolutely no good faith in their negotiations. Their goal is to spread fundamentalist Shiite Islam around the world. Fortunately, they're opposed by Saudi Arabia, whose goal is to spread fundamentalist Sunni doctrine around the world. Both of them toxic. We don't want either one of them. But that standoff helps a little, but not enough. They are now enriching uranium to 60%. Got to keep an eye on it. It's the highest level ever. There are ongoing negotiations. They will cheat, of course. They refused to let inspectors in for a while, and then they would not explain or even respond to questions about why there were suspicious levels of uranium in areas there shouldn't have been under the deal. They clearly are going ahead cheating. They clearly are going ahead with underground bunkers in which they're constructing this stuff. The whole idea behind these talks is to avoid war, not to start a war. What they think is that somehow if they continue to do this, nobody's going to do anything, then they can have a nuclear weapon. Then at some point, one of them will launch it against Italy or France, or a fleet in the Mediterranean against Israel or Jordan, Saudi Arabia, and they'll sort of blow up the area, and they may end up surviving. So it's going to have to be taken out if they actually do develop a bomb. We're giving them every opportunity, every financial incentive not to develop a bomb. Go to the lines. Dick of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Dick?
Man, I got a legal question for you. It's been bothering me since watching a little bit of the trial from Minnesota yesterday.
Right.
Why is it that the prosecutor, the defense attorneys cannot bring up the fact that the man they brought before them yesterday, first of all, they could say he was paid, but they can't tell the jurors that the man's also being sued by the state of Maryland for testimony that he's given in the past? I mean, this makes no sense to me. They can make all kinds of crazy accusations about George Floyd, many of them that haven't been true. And then something that really makes total sense to me, they should be able to know that this man is presently being sued.
Right. Excellent question. Let me tell you, this is quick on the law, but it might interest a lot of folks. A trial judge has a very tough job. A trial judge, there'll be tons of things each side are going to want to put in into evidence. And, you know, if he or she makes a decision that really benefits one side or the other, they can almost direct an acquittal or a conviction. Their job is to follow the rules of evidence. Now, the rules of evidence say on something like that, you have a guy who's an unreliable witness and he's getting up there and he's lying. A good prosecutor is going to be able on cross-examination to pick him apart. And the question is, if he's done something bad in the past or in the present, is it admissible? And here come some ground rules. If it's real long ago in the past, and that's not the case here, I understand that, but let's say it's 30 years ago. Generally, it's so remote, judges don't let it in. If it has nothing to do with the issue at hand, for instance, let's say at one time he was accused of taking too many deer and sold them across state lines, violation of the Lacey Act, and now he's up for bank fraud. No, they're not going to let something like that in. It's not close enough in kind. Here, if the guy had a criminal conviction for perjury, in Maryland, you know, he testified and he lied, that absolutely would get in. But here, if he's being sued, and if he's being sued civilly, and there's no resolution of the lawsuit yet, that's not going to get in, because you and I might realize that the guy's a no good and a liar. But until there is a definitive ruling, a judgment against him, the judge is, because otherwise, Dick, what would happen is, if you knew somebody was going to be testifying that you didn't want, you'd have some friend or agent of yours sue him. And then that case couldn't be dismissed right away. And you say, oh, he's being sued. So there has to be something definitive. And preferably, it's easier for the judge if it's criminal. In other words, he lied in court in Maryland and they got him for perjury, or they got him for false swearing or some other subset of perjury. That, as far as I know, didn't occur here. Then he's being sued. Well, if he's being sued civilly, who's suing him? What are the issues? And was there a judgment? Now, if there was a judgment, and if it is then reduced to judgment, which means it's docketed in court, and it becomes a lien against his property, and they start collection efforts against him and so on, yeah, if I were the prosecutor, I would argue very strongly I should let that in, and the judge would have something to work with. Say, well, it was a definitive thing. They say, oh, we're appealing. Well, okay, but good luck. You haven't won the appeal yet. But some judges might not let that in because it's civil. It's on appeal, perhaps. Of course, here it's not even concluded as far as I know. So that's it. It's a little too attenuated, a little too fuzzy, not quite definitive enough. And so putting in bad things about a witness to taint the jury's view of him, it has to be, you know, not too remote in time, you know, sort of contemporary or not too long ago. It has to be somewhat in the ballpark of what we're talking about here, not taking too many deer and that kind of thing. And it has to be something solid and not just a lawsuit that hasn't been concluded yet. I think that's what was going through the judge's mind. I don't know this judge personally, but I've been involved in cases up in Minnesota. They usually have good judges. This guy is originally an Oconomowoc, Wisconsin native, Wisconsin guy, and has a good reputation. So I think, you know, good for him. I think that he's making some very tough judgment calls, seems to be doing a good job. Think he'll do a good job. Well, the Democrats right now have put in a bill to expand the Supreme Court by 4 seats, 13 instead of 9. Republicans say that's court packing, so that instead of a 5-4 majority, you know, the Republicans would go, well, be 7-6, and then Biden would get to appoint 4 Supreme Court justices. Franklin Roosevelt did this in the 1930s. He threatened it. This particular bill is not liable to pass right now, but it's being put in by the leadership in the House simply to basically throw a bone to progressives who want it. I'm going to tell you my view of it. We're coming up on a break, and I'm going to tell you my view of it after the break. However, with Roosevelt, he basically said, I'm going to pack the court. And everybody went, oh, that's terrible. But the court back then was as right-wing as it is now or worse, and they held unconstitutional all of his New Deal practically. You know, anything from child labor laws to minimum wage to everything else. And they were wrong. They did it just because they were Republicans. They said, you guys are going to keep that up. You're going to have more justices. And they got scared. They turned tail. They were chicken. They tucked their tails between their legs and scampered off. They scampered off. And what happened was the New Deal went through. So it was a tactic. This is something of a tactic right now. Nancy Pelosi doesn't expect this to go through. It definitely won't go through. I don't know if Biden would sign it. I will tell you my views after the break. Lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break. Watch a young man running against the wind. I'll be running against the wind.